USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is fighting for individual rights when he tweeted, "Liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan, and liberate Virginia, and save your great Second Amendment as it is under siege." Trump's tweets came after small protests by Trump supporters broke out in a handful of states, and the president said he feels like these people are being unfairly treated.
Now, these are people expressing their views. I see where they are, and I see the way they're working. They seem to be very responsible people to me, but it's, they've been treated a little bit rough.
Governor Jay Inslee of Washington condemned Trump's tweets in his own Twitter thread, in which he warned the president about encouraging violence. Inslee said the president is fomenting domestic rebellion and spreading lies, even while his own administration says the virus is real, it is deadly, and we have a long way to go before restrictions can be lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Governor Greg Abbott announced a plan to open up Texas, the second largest state by population and one of the largest economies in the world. Despite initial resistance to a statewide stay-at-home order, Abbott's executive order shutting down non-essential businesses went into effect April 12th. Abbott announced a strike force of doctors, state leaders, and business owners to oversee what he called a phased opening of the economy. Schools, however, will remain closed for the remainder of the school year. State parks will open first on April 20th, but visitors must still wear masks or face coverings. The Federal Bureau of Prisons have now said 465 federal inmates and 296 staff members have coronavirus. More than 100 inmates and 25 staff members have recovered. 18 inmates have died from the virus. The Bureau also announced its first potential staff death from the virus. Robin Grubbs, who was working at the United States Penitentiary in Atlanta, was found dead in her home and then tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
UK is beginning to test new coronavirus meds, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
The world's largest randomized clinical trial of potential coronavirus treatments is underway in Britain and has recruited 5,000 patients in record time. The randomized evaluation of COVID-19 therapy, or recovery trial, is testing four promising treatments for the coronavirus disease. If the science supports it, they'll be given to the National Health Service patients as quickly as possible. Definitive results on whether the treatments are safe and effective are expected within months and could potentially benefit hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. The New York Department of Health started a trial last month that included a cocktail of chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, and azithromycin.
Seattle was the country's first coronavirus hotspot, and soon it could become one of the first big cities to reopen its economy. When and how that happens will largely depend on the region's ability to get adequate testing and protect its frontline healthcare workers, according to Mayor Jenny Durkan. She said it's a marathon, not a sprint, and we're really not even halfway through, even though we're now hitting the peak. Seattle and neighboring communities will weigh various factors, including closely monitoring the rate of new cases, expanding testing and reporting capabilities, and ensuring the healthcare system is prepared to handle any additional infections. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.